107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it's a pleasure to have Michelle Stone in the studio with me. Michelle, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. And so Michelle's here today to talk about the Stratford Social Club for Special Needs. And this is your passion project. You're working really hard on this social club.
I am. I think anybody that meets me and I have that opportunity to talk about it, usually I feel like I'm coming across really intense, but I'm grateful when people say it's passionate that
yes.
I'm coming across. So thank you for that.
Yes. It is your passion project.
I can tell.
So for people who have not heard about the social club yet, the Stratford Social Club for Special Needs, what is your mission with this club? What are you hoping to do?
Yeah, so the club is meant for people to connect with their peers, which is fantastic because we all crave human connection. Mm-hmm. But it's also an opportunity for me to connect with families because we certainly know that right now there's a shortage of supports in the community. Mm-hmm. People may have funding, but they might not be able to find supports for that. Also, you know, agencies are waitlisted and there's a whole lot of, you know, complications and layers to that onion. So my goal is hopefully to connect those families in particular to figure out what the needs are so that, you know, it'll roll into something like a program that
Amazing.
We can set up. Yeah. And you know, that program can consist of a lot of different things. So certainly there's still that social aspect, but also, you know, building skills and all of those things that come with it. So like hopefully fostering that independence and, you know, keeping that going for people.
Okay, really neat. Great that this is a passion project for you, and it's really great that you're kind of spearheading this and filling this gap in our community. And so the Stratford Social Club for Special Needs, right now you have a Facebook platform.
Yes, we do have a group page, Stratford Social Club for Special Needs. And on there is a great way to look at what the upcoming things are that I'm working on or upcoming events. So some of the things I'm working on is certainly we have the Pancake Supper coming on March 4th. And that is at Bethel Church out by Home Hardware. So it is from 5 to 6:30, and $5 donations are welcome but not required, and any dietary needs, I would, you know, appreciate knowing about that. But it is a huge, huge thing for us right now. Mm-hmm. And as well, I'm working on TV bingo.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, because Rogers does TV bingo, so I think this is fun. So certainly setting up a community space to participate and do the TV bingo all together, first Monday of every month. So I'm currently working on that and figuring that out. And then I just had a conversation today because a lot of people ask me about, I love suggestions. So a lot of suggestions. One of the suggestions was karaoke. So I just had a conversation with someone around potentially setting up coffee and karaoke.
That is so fun.
Which would be super exciting because we all love to, you know, sing in our cars and showers and everywhere else. So there's that I'm working on, but certainly it's just a plethora of information. So if you're wondering, you know, what we're up to and you know, if you want to participate, by all means, it's a great way to connect with everybody. So
This is for families and individuals with special needs.
Yes, it is geared towards that. I know that I have had some questions around, is it specific to young adults and adults? And certainly there are some events that, you know, might be more in line with that. But something like the Pancake Supper, it's, you know, all ages because pancakes bring everybody joy. So it doesn't matter, you know, as long as you're, you know, loving the pancakes and you want to attend, by all means, families and special needs are, you know, certainly welcome to attend.
Yeah, absolutely. So the pancake dinner, that's your first big event with the social club?
No, we actually, so we piloted this in October. And when I say we, there's a group of people because really it's all about families. I have had such a great group, you know, that have been really supportive. And my partner is also extremely supportive, and he's in the industry as well. So we piloted a Halloween party in October, I was nervous, and it was a success, or what I would consider a success. And so we had a lot of people ask us to continue. So we wanted to make sure that we could. So we're out here trying to put these things together and trying to gain traction to get to the next piece. So
yeah. Amazing. Well, so the next piece is March 4th, that pancake dinner at Bethel Church by Home Hardware. Hopefully, piece by piece, all these great events that you put on help you with your bigger picture. picture, your big mission?
Yeah, so certainly the program is one step in that, and I'd really like to see that for people. But the really big picture down the road is I'd really like to see what I refer to as dedicated supportive housing. So if you think of it like in the context of, if I can give you a visual, it would be like retirement residences, right? Mm-hmm. So it's that maintaining independence in your own space, but having those lighter supports in place for things that you might need lighter supports for. So, you know, like there's the queuing of around meals and certainly some, maybe some care in some aspects, but you know, still fostering all of those great independent qualities that we all want and strive for. And that's really what I'd like to see down the road for people. So, because there's, I understand and recognize that there's some people that absolutely benefit from that one-on-one support, but there are some people who are really working towards that independence. And so I want to make sure that we have supports and a space dedicated for them to be able to do that. So I'd really like to see that in the future.
That is really neat. So how can we, in the future, moving forward, how can we support the Stratford Social Club for Special Needs?
Yeah, that's honestly, it's a great question. So it's really at this point, I am trying to figure out, you know, all the legalities behind it of trying to set up all the banking and everything else and how to get into that status of like whether we're a nonprofit organization or what that'll look like. Mm-hmm. But right now, at this moment in time, it's just making sure that we can, you know, get people to the events and that I can connect with people so that I can figure out what the need is. And once I have all that information, I can go back to wherever and whether that be, you know, the city of Stratford or whoever, and say, this is what the need is. Let's figure out how to put this together. And that's just, you know, parents and input and certainly the people that are supported. What do they want this to look like for them? So how do I do it? How do I get there? How mm-hmm. do I fill that gap for you?
Amazing. Yeah. So how can we reach out with ideas and with what we need?
Certainly. So Facebook is a great tool to the group to reach out to me. So by Messenger, on there is also, like, you can direct message me. I believe the email is on there. So email is always a great tool as mm-hmm. well, because I can certainly whip a response out, no problem. Most people are kind of aware of who I am, I think. And so certainly if you see me, you know, and you got something that you need to tell me, pull me aside and let me know. I am all available for, you know, just tell me what you need and I can certainly try.
Perfect. Okay. If that pertains to you, the Stratford Social Club for Special Needs on Facebook, give them a follow. And of course, check out that pancake dinner on March 4th, because that's going to be a lot of fun and a great way to connect.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Michelle Stone, for the Stratford Social Club for Special Needs. You can find it on Facebook, and all the details are there. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me today.